You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. You know I love each and every one of you. I am super excited. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm really super excited that the universe led you here. Again, if you are an OG and you keep on coming back and reaching out and, you know, doing the reviews and following me on TikTok and Instagram or Facebook or whatever the case may be, you know I love you. You know I am so eternally grateful for each and every one of you. You guys are the best. And today, you know, I was like thinking about it this week. I was like, what am I going to talk about this week on the podcast? Like, geez. And I realized that this podcast has been going on for almost like 14 or 15 months now. And I never actually did an episode where I talked about myself and my journey and who I am and what I do. And I think it's about time for me to introduce myself to you guys. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before we get into that, I want to, you know, first say that I really appreciate every single review. I read every single review on iTunes. And if this podcast is helping you, if it's bringing you value, if you're learning from it, growing from it, expanding from it, I would really, truly so much appreciate a review on iTunes because it allows me to get to the ears that need to hear it, get it out there for other people to learn and grow with us in this amazing community. So if you have the time, please, please go ahead and write a review on iTunes. I would really appreciate it. So let me introduce myself. It's kind of weird. Like, I don't know. It's like, I feel like it's weird introducing yourself, right? Like, but anyway, as you guys know, my name is Erica Russo. I am a psychic medium. I am also an empath, and my journey has been a crazy one, and I'm going to share that with you guys in this episode. But, you know, as for me, I'm a mom. I'm a boy mom. I have a little boy, Kyle, who is 5, and I have Nathan, who is going to be turning 8 in May. And I live in New England with my husband, and we have 2 basset hounds. One is a very lazy pillow princess, that's Winnie, and then we have Lucy, who is an absolute maniac. So that's basically, I don't know, maybe my resume, but who I am as a soul is a little bit more unique. So growing up, I was told by everyone, teachers, principals, parents, grandparents, whatever the case may be, that I was highly sensitive. And I was highly sensitive. I wore my heart on my sleeve and I really struggled with this sensitivity. I had problems being in crowds. I didn't go to my senior prom. I didn't go to my graduation just simply because being around that amount of people intimidated me, and I felt very anxious and uncomfortable just thinking about it. So I struggled with this sensitivity my whole life. My whole life being empathic. I was in my adolescence bullied incredibly, like horribly, and my parents then decided to take me out of school when I was in 8th grade, and put into an alternative school where there was not the best kind of children. Basically, the people that bullied you, or the juvenile delinquents, so to speak, were in this alternative school. Because all of this bullying happened way back when it wasn't, when there wasn't a no tolerance law about it or any sort of limelight on it, I was deemed the bad child and I was taken out of the school because, God forbid, they disciplined the people that actually did the negative actions. But that's besides the point. We've grown from that. Anyway, so going to this alternative school with a lot of kids that had a lot of negative energy. I mean, when I tell you I was with people that lived in group homes, I was with children that lived in the projects in really bad places. This really impacted me. And I was really unhappy. And I was feeling really low. And I just remember, like, basically from, you know, 8th grade to 10th grade, I was just miserable. And I remember going home each and every day feeling drained and exhausted. And not wanting to talk to anyone, not wanting to converse with anyone, just wanting to go home and go to bed. And this was my life for 2 years. And, you know, I then decided to go back to mainstream high school because the alternative school wasn't doing me any good. And, you know, it was basically the same thing. I struggled with this sensitivity and nobody, you know, everyone just thought it was me being a drama queen or me just being highly over emotional or highly sensitive. And that was not the case. I was holding on to energy that was not mine. I was holding on and bringing home the energy of my peers and I didn't know what to do with it. We didn't know what it was. You know, I started attending therapy and that wasn't helping. And it was, you know, my adolescence was not a great time. It really wasn't. I learned a lot and I grew a lot, but it wasn't a happy time. And so we go back and I go into my 20s and, you know, I meet my husband very early in life. I actually met him right prior to us graduating high school and, you know, had a pretty good 20, you know, early 20s and we got married and had a kid and bought a house and moved to Arizona and then moved back and all of that great stuff. And, you know, then we decided to have another child and I kind of lost myself. I forgot who I was. I couldn't tell you what my favorite things to do were. And, you know, mom depression is real, guys. I am here for it because I dealt with it. I remember, you know, my baby was 2 years old and a commercial came on and for some reason it was like they asked like what are your hobbies or something like that. And I thought to myself, well, what are my hobbies? What are my hobbies? What fills me with joy? What makes me smile? And besides my kids, I couldn't tell you one thing about myself. I couldn't tell you who I was. I lost my identity completely. And I felt really alone. My husband has always been supportive. He has always been there for me. He's a great dad. He's a great partner. But when you are a stay-at-home parent, the effects on your mental and emotional well-being are tremendous. And that is why I commend stay-at-home parents because it's hard. It's really hard, not just financially, but it really rocks your world. And about 2016, I really went into a state of, I don't even know what to call it. I basically had a spiritual awakening. I experienced something called the dark night of the soul, where I felt like I was nobody. I felt like my life has been abysmal. I felt really secluded. I felt alone. I felt like everything that I worked for and I stood for from that moment on was just not even important. And you can't, if you don't experience a spiritual awakening or a dark night of the soul, you're never going to get it, because it isn't a depression. It is a place where you take a look at your life and the life that you're living, and you realize that it's no longer serving you. So you're sitting here at the edge of a cliff thinking, like, do I go back to, you know, this life that isn't serving me and it isn't making me happy? Or do I jump, and do I learn, and do I grow, and do I expand? And that's basically what a spiritual awakening is like. And like I said, you know, some people experience it, some people don't, and that's okay. We all come to, if you're listening to this podcast, you most likely have had an experience like mine. So I'm sure you're getting what I'm putting down. But anyway, so that happened back in 2016. And that happened, I believe, in June of 2016. And I started meditating. I just started meditating. And the American Meditation Society said that, you know, two times a day for 20 minutes a day is the most ideal meditation method. So that's what I did. And within 5 days, I felt such clarity and peace within myself. So I kept it up and I kept on meditating, and I grew my meditation practice. And through this meditation practice is when I realized I had a connection to spirit. My first mediumistic experience happened while I was meditating, and it was scary. It was really scary. It was once I got into that quiet place in my mind, I had a mail come through with a lot of evidence for my neighbor, nonetheless, who I did not think believed in this kind of stuff. And I wrote down everything that he had to say because I felt like I had to, and that, you know, I just left it like that. And the deeper in my meditation practice brought me, the more messages I started receiving through meditation. And this occurred for months and months and months. So I then decided back in, I think it was June of 2017, I decided to do a local mediumship class because it was 10 minutes away and I figured, what the hell. So I did it, and it was an eye-opening experience. And I soon realized that this was something that I felt like I needed to strengthen and work on. And here we are. Here we are. And that's basically it. Like, I just, you know, through my spiritual awakening, I learned how to be happy without having a ton of money in the bank, without having everything that you possibly want. I learned how to be at peace with myself. I learned how to do shadow work, and I learned how to heal things, and I learned how to not take things so personally. And this is what I want for this podcast. I want to teach you all of the things that have helped me become a really genuinely happy person. And I really truly mean that. Like, I'm a pretty positive person. Yes, I get mad. Yes, I have, you know, anxiety at times. And yes, there are things, you know, that happen that are not ideal and whatever. But, you know, through meditation and through learning and through reading books and taking courses and going on spiritual retreats, I have learned the tools that can really allow you to be so in balance and in harmony with your mind, body, and spirit. And this is why I'm doing this podcast, because I know that there's someone like me out there that maybe had a really weird childhood because of their sensitivity. Or maybe they experienced a dark night of the soul, or they're doing it right now. They're going through a phase in their life where their old life is no longer serving them. And this is why I'm doing this podcast, because I want you guys to know that it gets better. It gets better. Every storm runs out of rain. And when you put yourself in a place of being the eternal student, God, does your life shift. God, do things change. And this is why I'm doing this podcast. This is why I create my courses. This is why I offer spiritual readings, because I've been there. I've done that. I've gotten the memo and I've learned from it. I've learned to protect my energy, to clear my energy, to enhance my psychic centers, to learn to trust my intuition, to grow, to expand, to heal. I do it. I'm not going to say I've done it, because healing and growing and expanding is a lifelong process, but I'm on it and I want to share my experiences with you, the teachings that I have learned that have helped me. I want to help you guys. So keep on staying tuned, keep on listening, because I promise you, you will gain at least some sort of perspective or guidance through this podcast. I promise you, because these people that I bring on the podcast and all of the knowledge that they bring on the podcast and all of my life lessons that I've learned can only help somebody else. And I hope it helps you. So you guys, it's always a pleasure. You know, I love doing this podcast and I love sharing my life with you. So keep on tuning in, keep on being amazing, keep on meditating, you know, keep on learning, growing, and expanding. And I just adore you guys. Everyone have a great week, and I will see you next week.